It's a Potluck Monday edition of the Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrenz.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill. Potluck minus the food, we should add.
Yeah.
Did you bring anything to share with the class?
No, I got like a granola bar. That's not very...
That's no fun.
No. It's been one of those mornings. We were just discussing it. I can't believe we're back at work already.
Yeah.
It's so fast.
It's like a Monday.
Right?
It seems like there wasn't a weekend. Like, I don't know about you. It was just busy stuff going on.
Yeah.
And then no downtime.
Even when we got together this morning to collaborate for the Morning Feed, we were like, I got nothing. I don't even know.
Yeah.
I got nothing. So today we just kind of were winging it. We each kind of did our own thing and we put it together and we'll see what happens.
Maybe this will be our best one yet. Like, who knows?
Who knows? We don't have a very high bar. So
no. We're coming out and admitting it straight off the bat. But you know what? This is not going to be our best. But maybe it will.
All right. Well, I'll start us out. I guess something he's like, cough up a Sunday. Let's discuss here. I love cars. I'm a big car fan. The faster the better, or the bigger the better. There's even in town next week, there's a big muscle car show, which I can't wait to go check out. But the trend really is in automobiles, more thrifty and as far as the gas consumption goes.
Yes.
Fiat Chrysler taking it to a whole new level here, though. And they have begun shipping the first 2018 Dodge Challenger SRT Demons.
That means nothing to me.
It means absolutely nothing to you, but I'm going to tell you why this is kind of cool.
Why should I care, Rob?
Well, Jennifer, it is because it's a limited edition 6.2 liter Hemi V8 delivering 840 horsepower.
Oh, my gosh.
Which means it's really freaking fast. It's the industry's first street-legal production drag car. The National Hot Rod Association, or the NHRA, has certified it as the world's fastest quarter-mile production vehicle. So this is a car you can actually go in and buy and and drive around on the street. But really, it's like just a jet engine on wheels.
Do you have a special license to have a car like that?
So now get this. Automotive News, which is one of the biggies in the industry, in the automotive industry, has already called out. Last April, put an editorial out saying that, hey, maybe you guys want to rethink this. And talk about banning the Demon from the streets. They said that this car is so inherently dangerous to common safety of motorists that its registration as a roadworthy automobile should be banned. It's cited its barely legal tires and massive acceleration. It has these awesome giant tires on it, and it looks so cool. Now get this. It covered a quarter mile in 9.65 seconds at 140 miles. 0 to 60, 2.3 seconds.
Whoa.
2.3 seconds. You're going 60 miles an hour in this thing. I don't think it's like outrageously expensive. I couldn't find a price anywhere, but I think I remember seeing somewhere that it's it'll get you up in the $80,000-$90,000, but for fewer than six figures, you can
for what it is,
you can go to 0 to 60 in 2.3 miles, probably nowhere legally in the United States.
Yeah, I can't see one of those in downtown Chicago or I don't know, a 17-year-old
right
getting their hands
going to school. So so there you go.
Well, it's interesting that we decided today to surprise each other and pick our own stories because I, too, and this was not planned.
No, this was not planned.
I, too, have a fast car story.
And somebody get Tracy Chapman out here.
Yeah. Oh, why didn't we think of that?
I don't know. I just thought of it now. It's Monday. I'm a little slow on things. So imagine the production value, people, and then we'll be all right.
Yes, in your mind's eye. So the 2019 Corvette is going to be the fastest one yet. Now, I'm not a gearhead. This doesn't mean anything to me, but maybe you can let me know how this compares to the Demon. So the 2019
ZR1.
Clearly, I don't know much about cars. So this will have a top speed of more than 210 miles per hour. 755 horsepower, 6.2 liter, 8-cylinder supercharged engine. So how would that...
It's all
the Demon has a higher horsepower.
The Demon has a few more horses there under the hood, but you know, they both got the 6.2 liter. The thing about the Mopar, the Chrysler, as it's known, it's a Hemi, and that Hemi delivers a ton of power.
Okay.
And a ton of torque, which is the what brings the power to the wheels, which will make it leave faster, you know?
Got it.
All right. The Corvette will likely not be as fast as the Demon.
Interesting. So yeah. Even though it could go faster.
The thing is about this Corvette is it's going to be the fastest top speed that a Corvette will ever go. And it's like 210 miles an hour or something like that.
Yeah,
so,
more than 210.
Yeah, so, yeah, you know, that's, wow.
And whether this matters or not, it will also be the first ZR1 to come in automatic.
Have you ever gone over 100 miles an hour in a car or anything like that?
Might have gotten very close.
Yeah.
But I don't
So you know how fast that is. Like, how double it.
Like in a, you know, Ford Taurus. The car shaking.
Hey, those, right.
Probably not the same
breaking apart.
Experience.
Probably not, but you're still going almost 100 miles an hour. So you know how fast that is.
Yeah.
You know, now double that and even add on a few more, and then there you are in your Corvette.
Yeah.
Here's some news from the world of toys, and we could be looking at a major takeover. Mattel has reportedly been approached with a takeover offer from Hasbro.
Oh, wow. That is a big deal.
That is a big deal. It's a lot of toys under one roof.
Yeah.
That means your Easy Bake Ovens are going to be right next to your Hot Wheels. You got your Mr. Potato Head with Barbie. You know, your Star Wars with Monopoly.
This is turning all my childhood Christmases.
I know, right?
On their heads.
Yeah. Because you cared about where your toys came from.
I thought,
from.
You know, this is Hasbro.
So I better even out my Christmas list between Hasbro and Mattel and Kenner. And,
yeah.
It's been a tough time for the toy industry, you know. It's kids aren't about the play sets anymore and stuff like that and the action figures. It's
They want their phones.
They want their phones. They want their tablets. And so the toy industry is struggling. And I think it's you see it a lot going for the collectors, you know. You know, people who buy the toys and then never open them type of thing, you know.
So more for the adults than the kids.
Yeah, but even that with the new Star Wars movies coming out, Star Wars has a huge collectible following and they're calling it kind of collectible fatigue just because they're constantly putting so much out there.
Right.
It's
to a point. Like,
yeah, it's lacking any collectibility at this point and it just costs a bunch of money, so.
Right.
I think we're going to start to see a lot of full shelves due to lack of interest.
Interesting. Well, GQ magazine comes out every year with its Citizen of the Year. And this year, it's former 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick.
Interesting.
So, you know, he started the whole NFL
Oh, is he the one who did that?
Movement.
He started that?
Yeah,
it was him.
You didn't know,
did you? No idea,
yeah.
No. And people have been talking about it?
Has that
been a thing?
Here and there.
You know when it gets up to the presidential level, then come call
right.
me. <It's> like...
So anyways, he's being credited with starting that movement. He says he's happy. We tweeted about it. So he's honored to be recognized. So he is the Citizen of the Year, according to GQ.
All right, well, congrats.
Ask other people, maybe not so much.
Congrats to you, Kaepernick. Now maybe help you land a job somewhere, I guess. That's one thing he doesn't have.
Yeah.
All right. You know what? We haven't done this in a little while. We take a look at some of the trending hashtags on Twitter, and so many have been a real bummer and political recently.
Very political.
Yeah. So we found one that is, you know, it's coming up on the beginning of the year. It's a New Year's resolution time, and one of the big New Year's resolutions that people make is to be more frugal, save money.
Yeah. Leading into the holidays, you're going to be spending a lot.
Yeah, so everybody, you know, comes out of January, everybody wants to lose weight and save money.
Right.
So we have a hashtag unusual money saving ideas. And you ready to kick us off?
All right. JCell24, unusual money saving idea to save money on your transportation costs. Just don't go to work.
Okay.
Sure.
The paycheck part might hurt. Yeah. At Margaret 6011979 says, eat the grapes in the store so you don't have to pay for it.
I'm sure there's people that do that.
What do they call that? Grazing? When you kind of make your way around right. the store, just picking here, picking
buffet.
There. Yeah.
Back when they used to have the candy bins, you know.
Totally right.
Open them up.
Sorry, you cannot just take out hands of gummy worms, handfuls of gummy worms.
Not quite how grocery shopping works. At Jim is...
Jimish Bathia?
Yes. You're really good at saying, like, dissecting these quickly.
You know, the Twitter handle.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a work of art, you know.
But anyways, this guy says, stop buying followers.
Oh, okay. Would that be like one of those deals where, you know, like somebody pays you to be their friend?
Type, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, sounds like it.
At Hepatitis A to Z says, bulk up your casseroles with cat food.
Ooh.
Yeah. Maybe not.
No thanks. At Coffee Man, wash your Ziploc bags and reuse them.
I do. I have.
I have
a bunch of times.
It saves me a dollar.
Yeah,
over
you know,
the course of a year.
I've used like one like a million times.
Well.
We're going to go back to Jimish Bathia again for our closer, and it's and I think I've seen a lot of my friends actually try this. You know, you go out with everybody, and then everybody's like, you know, ponying up. Everybody, you know, this and this. It's like, damn, I forgot my wallet again. Ah, I can't believe it again. So. All right. Well, that has been our potluck episode for today. It was, potluck was kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah. You can hear a whole bunch more of The Morning Feed by subscribing on our podcast channels, Google Play Music, iTunes, and Stitcher. Check out our Facebook page. Most of the time it's up there. Sometimes it's not. All right. We got to get out of here. This has been a Monday edition of The Morning Feed. I'm Rob LaFrance.
And I'm Jennifer O'Neill.